All right, Porch Talk, December 10th. We're back in business with Xavier. Long hiatus. I got lazy. I'm not going to lie to anybody. It happens to the best of us, the worst of us. But I got lazy. But we're back at it. December 10th, NFL week 14. Got Xavier with me. Green Bay, Detroit, we could start off. Is Detroit the team to beat in the NFL? Super Bowl, NFC? Where do you have Detroit now?
I still have Detroit as the best team in the NFC. The game was close, obviously, because they both know each other very well, division rivals. So I kind of knew it was going to be a close game like this. The Packers, Jordan Love, I feel like the Packers are still legit because I still have faith in them because you know what, they almost beat the Niners last year.
They should have beat the Niners.
They should have beat the Niners. They almost just beat the Lions. So, and they had that win against the Cowboys last year. So I don't know. People are saying they're pretenders. I think they're still contenders. They're a playoff team. I don't think they're Super Bowl contenders, but they're definitely a playoff team. You get what I'm saying? But I don't know. But I still have the Detroit as the best team in the NFC right now.
Green Bay has Seattle next week in Seattle, Sunday night football. But the Saints in Green Bay on Monday night football the next week. Then you have Minnesota away, Chicago at home. Minnesota away, Chicago at home, and that's it. So do you think they realistically can win out the next four? They have Seattle, New Orleans, Minnesota, and Chicago.
Yeah, I think they could beat the Seahawks. They definitely could beat the Saints. The against the Vikings, that's gonna be, I don't think they can win
That'll
that
be a good
game.
game. I don't know.
Yeah,
I think I have Green Bay.
I said they
It
go
hurts.
four and
It's
one.
hard to say it. Four games left. They may win their next four.
Yeah, but I had them going 4-1, but they can win that game against Minnesota.
You think so?
Yeah, because you know Minnesota don't be really consistent like that.
Yeah, that's my only thing. That's why I think I have Green Bay in that one.
Yeah, so,
I
but
feel like
I got
Vegas will
Minnesota.
probably lean towards Green Bay also.
Yeah, but yeah, I got but I still got the Lions, the best team in the NFC.
Why not
Still.
the NFL? You got the first two letters right. Why not the third letter? Why not the NFL? Why just the NFC?
Because the Chiefs, like, I know the Chiefs, like, they weak right now. They weak and strong at the same time. It's like,
But these Harlem
because they could.
Globetrotter wins, this shit is not serious. That's not going to win come playoff football. That's the
But
thing
that's
for
the
me.
thing, though.
Come
But
January,
that's
a month from now.
we've seen this. We've seen this before. Remember back in 2021? They
No,
were just.
I'm not doubting you.
And their defense was worse than that, than what they are right now. So.
But Pat
But
was better. Pat was better.
yeah, but
Like, you cannot tell me that if you watch the Kansas City Chiefs game. Right now, from kickoff to kickoff. Kickoff to final whistle. They look like a better team than Detroit. Just off the eye test alone. Screw the fuck the metrics. Don't look at any numbers. If you just sat down and watched the football game, who was a better team?
the
It's
Lions,
Detroit, man. That's what I'm
yeah.
saying. So it's like, how are they not the best team in the NFL for you?
But you can't count out the champions. They you can't count them out.
No,
It's just
I
like
completely agree.
they got heart. You know what I'm saying? They've
I
been
think this
there.
is the year we can do it, though. I'm going to come out and say it. I know it's counting out Patrick Mahomes. And they've obviously been there whoop-de-whoop, but I don't know. I just don't think it's this year. I just think
If they
these
get to
silly
a
ass wins are not going to, it's not going to come in a month. It's not going to
it
happen.
must be. Yeah, I don't know. I really don't know because we still got Buffalo Allen to worry about. So,
That's what I'm saying. Like, there's just, it's not going to be this year. Did you watch Jacksonville, Tennessee?
no,
Yeah,
I didn't watch
absolutely
that.
not. Absolutely not. Didn't tune into that one. New
No.
York, Miami.
Oh, my Dolphins. Look, Tua. I need to see him playing some. Like when we go to play face the Browns, I need to see him go off. I need to see him play in some good cold weather. But other than that, our team, you know what I'm saying, we can make the playoffs. We could make the playoffs. We could really make the playoffs. We were down against the Jets. The Jets, they choked. And we took care of business. We stood on business. Jonnu Smith, I'm so glad we picked him up. I hope we keep him. I really hope we do. I really hope we keep him.
Johnny's nice. He was a Patriot.
Exactly. Yes. And Mikey, he gonna owe me $100 after this Miami and what's his name? And the Niners. Because we beating him. We ain't losing no more games. I'm saying this right now. We're not losing no more
Dolphins
games.
went out.
Yes. We're not losing no
Oh,
more games.
let's check the numbers on this one. They have the Texans in Houston next week, in Miami against the Niners, in Cleveland against the Browns, play the Jets again in New York. I give them
We could beat the Texans. We could beat, I'm
no.
telling you, we
I
could
got
beat Houston.
Houston.
Houston's weak
No.
right now. They're weak. They're weak
No,
right
but
now.
they're just hurt. If once Lassiter's back and Will Anderson is back and that whole team is back and healthy, and you have Nico Collins over the top and Tank Dell's playing, that's Houston. In Houston
We're
as
gonna put
well.
Jalen Ramsey on Collins.
Huh?
We're gonna put Jalen Ramsey on Collins.
And that's exactly why they're gonna lose.
What?
That's
Nah.
exactly that's
Jalen
exactly
Ramsey still
why.
got
That's
it.
the reason.
He still got it.
His slow ass with Nico Collins, no chance.
Oh, we
No
could throw
chance.
Poyer on him too. We could double him.
You just made it worse. You put fire on a burning fire.
Listen, we
Jordan
could beat the
Poyer.
Texans. I
How
say
old is Jordan Poyer?
I think he's in like almost I think he's like 33, 34.
Yeah. So you think he's 33. You think he's going to cover Nico Collins downfield? And he's a safety, so I figure Nico Collins has a 10, 15-yard head
Listen,
start. Not a chance in hell.
I'm not saying we're gonna shut him down. All I'm saying is he's gonna have to fight for every yard.
No, he's not.
He's gonna have to fight for every yard.
No, he's not. Look at what Devontae just did. Devontae just had 9 for 120.
That's okay, but did they get the W? Did they get the W?
Devontae can't control that. He still had 9 for 120 and a touchdown. Nico's gonna have a day. In
They
Houston,
about to want to
CJ's in
rest
a
for
bounce
him.
back spot off a bye. They may score 50.
I feel like we're gonna win that game by at least by 3. It's gonna be a
Not a
close
j
game. It's gonna
no,
come down to the wire.
I'm not gonna say it'll be close, but it's gonna be Houston and it's gonna be a lot of Nico Collins.
This is
Then
the
they have the
upset of the
Niners.
weekend.
Then they have the Niners, Cleveland. All right, let's finish. Wait. Atlanta, Minnesota. We're gonna be going over that one in Film Junkie. I have a couple of touchdowns I need to bring back. The Justin Jefferson one, the second one, the Jordan Addison second one. I don't know what the hell that secondary was doing in Atlanta, but they could not stay on their feet for some reason. And
And
Sam Darnold just went stupid.
to think I had the Falcons as somewhat of a sleeper in the NFC. Like I thought they was going, because when they beat Philly, that's when I thought they was going, you know what I'm saying, do something this year. Might not, might maybe knock somebody off, you know what I'm saying? But they falling
Not with
off.
Kirk.
Kirk Cousins,
No, not with
say
Kirk.
goodbye. You going, my boy. Michael Penix, get ready. Next year is your year, my boy. This
Is
summer,
it next
he's
year or is it
gone.
next week?
I think they're gonna let Kirk finish it off. But next, bro, Penix, get your ass in that gym and on that field. Next year is your year. Atlanta needs a quarterback. They need a quarterback. They deserve a quarterback.
Kirk still has 3 years, 120.
He doesn't have it. He doesn't got. They say he's throwing what, like 8 interceptions? What in the last
I
what?
completely agree with you. I'm just saying that man's still going to get paid.
I saw this stat in the last. Let me see. For
He's got
Kirk
100
Cousins.
million guaranteed. He's got $100 million guaranteed. He's going to make $90 million this year.
He's had 8 interceptions in the last 5 games.
And he's making $90 million this year.
3 touchdowns, 8 interceptions. What the fuck?
He had a $50 million signing bonus.
Like, that's crazy.
He had a
I don't get it.
$50 million signing bonus. Think about that. That's just a straight up direct deposit. That's a signing bonus. He just got that shit for getting hired.
I saw this one comment. They said, this ain't Kirk Cousins' revenge game. This is the Vikings' revenge game or some shit.
Yeah.
They fight.
$50
You think they're
million
holding him back?
signing bonus. Oh my gosh. Who?
So
Kirk
was him.
Cousins?
Yeah.
No, I don't necessarily. No, I mean, but he also tore his Achilles. That's the other thing. Look at A-Rod. Look at Ayahuasca Aaron. Is that once you're over the age of 34, 33 and tearing Achilles in the NFL, especially as a quarterback, and especially in a game that's evolving like today's game in terms of mobility with as a quarterback, you see Drake Maye leading the NFL in rush attempts or rushes per carry or yards per carry, rush attempts, and just total rush yards. Josh Allen's going for 100 yards, three touchdowns on the ground the other night. Quarterback's
Crazy.
evolving. So if you can't move as a quarterback, you're 34. That time is ticking, and it's ticking very fast.
The game is getting faster and faster.
Because you can't get faster. The league's getting faster, and all you can do is watch. It's like going 60 miles an hour on the freeway, then everybody starts going 100, but you can only go 60. All you can do is sit there and fucking watch. So,
Or if Atlanta wants to make a push this year, you're gonna have to bench him.
yeah, it's no question at all. Because it's also defensive coordinators call a whole different scheme. When you have a quarterback that has zero mobility, you could put six guys in the box. You don't
Like,
need a
cause
spy. You don't need, like, at least he can't move. You know he's going to stay in the pocket. Second the pocket collapses, it's a sack. It's like Mac Jones. Look at Mac Jones.
and look at
This is.
this. The last four games is the perfect game for him to start because they play the Raiders, the Giants, the Commanders, and the Panthers. Let him get some reps. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They can make a
Is
push if
Atlanta
they.
in? I was going to say, yeah, they're still in a little position to make a push.
Exactly.
Don't know. Kirk just
Because I think
sucks.
they're fighting with Commanders, right? The Commanders, they're still fighting for a spot, right? Let's see if they rest.
Speaking of shitty, did you watch the New Orleans Giants game?
The Giants is asked.
Good Lord.
The Giants is. Get ready for I don't even know. I don't even know what they're gonna get ready for, because next year they're probably gonna be the same shit. It's gonna happen.
What's the draft order now?
They let me see that.
It's Giants are two, Raiders are one, Pats are three.
I know, like you saw Malik, man, he's pissed, and he's just a rookie, man. He's pissed, like. This is crazy. You gotta get him a quarterback.
Yeah.
And I don't even think any quarterback wants to go there in the
He didn't.
draft.
I don't know. I didn't watch the game. It was just shitty. I knew it was going to be a shit show.
Could probably get Cam Ward.
That's what they're saying. Because they're saying Shador is essentially a lock to the Raiders.
Is he even a lock for the first overall?
Remember when we were talking about that like a year, like 6 months ago, and everybody called me crazy when I said Shador was a top 10 pick? I even said top five, I think. And you guys said he wouldn't even go first round.
I
Oh,
remember when
I'm gonna roll the tape on that one.
you got
You remember
JT
that
100.
6 months ago? No. I'm just gonna hold on. 6 months ago, you had me on a cross for it
For
for saying
me?
Shador. Yeah, you, Mikey, Zander, everybody did. Talman for saying that Shador would be top five. Now he's saying he
Listen,
may go one. I'm just saying
I didn't see the
he
talent that
is
was
gonna
coming.
go one. He is gonna go one.
I didn't see the talent that
Did
was
you see
coming
what
to the.
Dion was saying to Antonio Pierce the other day?
Oh yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, like, you need to draft the Sanders boys. So he's a lock.
Hell yeah.
He tweets after every Raiders loss. God bless. He was just at the Raiders game. So he's a lock. He's a lock.
Go to the Raiders, you think so?
Yeah, 100%. If they don't go Shador, it'd be, I don't know what to say.
And
They have no quarterback.
Bowers?
They have no quarterback. Aiden O'Connell's not. I'm not dissing Aiden O'Connell. I like Aiden O'Connell, but he's not the answer. He's not the future.
No, I'm saying, but you, him and Bowers, you think that's a good little combo?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Bro, once
If a
Kelsey's out
wide
of here.
receiver, if a wide receiver is in a position to win a Heisman, you have to look at the quarterback. I'm just gonna say it like that.
What do you mean?
If Travis Hunter's in a position to win the Heisman, you got to give 60% of the credit. What the hell is that noise? Damn. Can you hear
Yeah,
that?
I think.
I don't know what
No, I
that
don't
was.
hear.
But if Travis Hunter's in a position to win the Heisman, you got to give 60% of the credit. Or I'd say give 40% of the credit to Shador Sanders, the quarterback.
Hell yeah, he's going to
You
throw
have
them
to.
the ball. Hell yeah.
That's what I'm saying. There's no question that he's going to be number one. Maybe Cam, it'll be Cam Ward two, and then it's going to be the Pats at three. I don't know if they go Travis Hunter. I was talking to my dad about this. I need to get him on. I don't, he wants them to go Travis. I don't know who they're going to go.
What, Patriots?
Yeah, three. I don't even know if they stay in three though, because the Pats have been, every Pats game has been close. You take away the Miami one, that was a shit show from the first whistle. Every
If
other
he goes
Drake
to the
May game has
Pats,
been close.
if he goes to the Pats, play wide receiver. Don't play. They already got
Oh,
DBs on
there's 0% chance he plays both sides of the ball,
there.
at
They
least
already
for as
got
many
DBs.
snaps. That's what I'm saying.
They need off more offense. That's the only thing you really need, right? More
That's
offense.
what I mean. For me, I think, fuck, dude, I don't know. It's hard, honestly, for me to tell because I had 20 years of Bill Belichick football, and he does not draft wide receivers, doesn't really draft offensive players other than tackles and guards. So my whole life, I'm used to the Patriots not drafting wide receivers. So I can't tell you like, oh, they're going to draft, McMillan out of Arizona, Travis Hunter. I don't know who they're going to draft, but I just don't think. For me, if you're drafting Travis Hunter and you know he's not going to play both sides of the football and you're drafting him for the purpose to play wide receiver, I'd rather they go get McMillan. It's just that's me personally. Like, if you're drafting him, yes, he won the Heisman playing both sides of the football. But if you're not drafting him to play both sides of the football, is he the best wide receiver off the board? I
Yeah,
don't
just let
think
him
he
play.
is. I don't know if he is. So I don't know. Maybe the Pats trade back. I don't think they're going to be in three though. Come the end of the season, I'm going to be honest.
They're gonna win some more games.
They'll be four or five. Yeah, I don't think they'll be three. So,
Playoff.
but Carolina, Philadelphia. Speaking of draft picks, Carolina should have won this game.
Oh man, so
You
much
got the whole
stuff.
debacle going on with Philly.
So much to unfold, man.
Apparently, they don't get along.
Listen, man, AJ Brown, if you was my teammate, I will tell you to your face, man. You a sucker for that, man. You a sucker for doing that, man. How you gonna call him like say, oh, we need to worry about passing? Nigga, he's the only motherfucker that throw the ball, so they gonna obviously know it's him that you're talking about. Like, why not just go to him? Like, why can't you just let that like handle that behind closed doors? You don't do that. Like, you coming off like you won the game. Like
They've won
you
nine
won the
straight.
game. Yeah, like it's not like y'all lost. Now you're coming off saying like you just care about your stats. You won the game. Okay, y'all could have played better, of course. Y'all could have played better. Y'all should have beat them by 20, more than 20. But like y'all didn't. But it's okay. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes that happens. Any given Sunday, you feel me? But you don't do that. You a sucker for that, man. You a sucker for that.
Yeah, I just don't. I mean, I know I was watching the tape already a little bit, kind of seeing where he's coming from. There's a lot of plays where he looks pretty damn open and doesn't get the ball, and Jalen Hurts looks a different direction. But I agree with you. If you win the football game and come out and complain about passing, that's 'cause like you said, that's just you coming out and admitting you only care about stats. That's not a
Exactly.
good look. That's not a good look.
Yeah, it's not. And yet
That's just,
your team
it's
is
right
hot
on
right
cue
now.
though. It's right on cue. It's Philly in early December. This is right on cue.
It's
Right on
hot.
time.
They're hot right now. They're 11-2, and you're
This is how
bitching
it
right now.
happens though. This is what they did last year. Now they're going to lose the next four, and then they're going to lose in the first round. This is
They
how it
need to just
happens.
go.
This is the Philadelphia Eagles experiment. And then AJ Brown's name is going to be all through trade talks the whole offseason. Or who's going to sign where. This is how it happens. This is
Nobody's gonna
every
want.
year. AJ
Nobody's
Brown
gonna
will get
want.
paid. I promise you. If they make AJ Brown available, AJ Brown will get some. Well, I promise. He's just too good of a wide receiver.
But I'm saying I don't think he's a wide receiver that's gonna stay on the team for a long period of time because he's like a fucking diva. Like you, like he's it's like he's gonna break up a locker room. Like I mean, the Titans, that's on them. They
And
should have. They
let me
didn't.
pose it to you like this. Let me pose it to you like this. Say you're AJ Brown. You're in a close game with the Carolina Panthers that you theoretically should have lost for most of it, and you only have four targets. So yes, you won. You squeaked by. You lost to Carolina. Xavier Legette just dropped the touchdown. You lost to Carolina essentially, but you really won. And then you're in that post game. Do you see where he's coming from at least? Like a guy like AJ Brown, when he gets four targets against a horrible secondary like Carolina, it's not like that's a great defense to go up against. It's Carolina.
Now, I meant to say I get what you're saying, but like you got to do that behind closed door. You
No,
go to
I agree with you completely.
hell yeah.
I'm just saying I agree, like it's he's coming out about stat padding, but I do see where he's coming from. I don't agree to necessarily call out passing. Like say we could work on, the offense. Like you can't don't say passing because you might as well just say number one. Like
Yeah.
that's a little lame. I agree with that. But I'm just saying I agree with you, but I can also see that where he's coming from with four targets against Carolina in a game that they should have lost. They did lose.
Yeah, and he was wide open on some throws.
That's
He
what it
was.
was. He was a lot of the well, I was gonna go over in Film Junkie. A lot of AJ Brown not getting the ball tape. But
It's
Cleveland
like,
and Pittsburgh, Russ looks
yeah.
like, I mean, enough said with Russell Wilson.
Comeback player of the year.
Jesus Christ. I mean, this is what was going on in Denver. Was Sean Payton just that bad? Russ looks like his
Chad.
old self. Was Sean Payton just that bad in Denver? Russ looks like his old self.
Yeah, Sean Payton, he just didn't know how to coach Russ. You gotta you he was yelling at him and shit in his face.
I
Man,
mean,
Russ.
we were saying Russell Wilson may not even have a job
You know, I
coming
never
out of
gave up
Denver.
on Russ. But I always knew he could be a game manager, like in a good team. Like he's not the same Russ, but he could still be like a game manager, like still, you know what I'm saying, make the right throws when you need him to. Like he's still like in the last year when he was on the Broncos, he had a good year. He had a better year than he had a better year than Patrick Mahomes number wise, right?
Let me see.
Like he had a good year. He had better numbers than a lot of QBs last year. Like Russ was he played good, but they didn't make the playoffs. But yeah, Sean Payton, yeah, he fucked up. But no, nah, he ain't fucked up because they got Bo Nix and shit, but yeah, he just didn't know how to coach
They fucked
Russ.
up a little bit, yeah.
Yeah, Tomlin, he's the right guy to coach Russ. He really cares about the players. You know what I'm saying? They just didn't want him in Denver. I don't even know why he went there. He should have stayed.
Vegas, Tampa, Baker goes for 300. Aiden O'Connell goes down with some type of something injury, a bone bruise. I think they said he had to get carted off for it. That's why I was surprised when they said it was only a bone bruise. He got
Who? You said
carted off.
O'Connell?
Yeah, he got carted off for a bone bruise. It's an interesting one. But yeah, nothing much to say here. This is just this tank game, I think, for the Raiders.
Yeah, they're
They
gonna
didn't
lose
do
the
a
rest of
damn thing. Yeah, they didn't do a
the
damn thing.
game.
Seattle, Arizona. Arizona's an interesting one because they compete. They're in these games where you're like, damn, Arizona's a team to beat. And then they have one of these games, and it's like, eh.
I don't know. Arizona, they always start off hot and then they always fall off mid-season. I don't know why, but I don't know. They probably need more weapons at wide receiver. They definitely need some defensive players, because they need a defense. They need to go ahead and get some defensive players in the draft. Maybe get one more wide receiver. Well, you don't need to draft a wide receiver. Go get like a number two or number three, a good number two, number three, and you good. Oh, go get a Tyler Lockett. He about to leave Seattle this year. Go get him or get a vet. You need a vet probably.
That's not a bad point. Trey McBride has still had a big
Who?
game. He's the real
Oh,
deal. Trey McBride.
McBride, right? Yeah, hell
Yeah.
yeah.
But, I mean,
He needs to
Seattle's third
move.
in the NFC now.
Yeah, let me see that. The standings. Yeah, that's a
Seattle's
tough.
three, Tampa's
That's a tough
four,
one.
Minnesota five, Green Bay six, Washington seven. Rams are eight, but after beating Buffalo. I have the Rams over Tampa. They're the same
And
record.
the Rams can still win that division because the Seahawks, they play the Packers. That's next week. That's a losable game. They probably could lose that. They got the Packers. They got the Packers, the Vikings, Bears, the Rams. And they got the Rams of LA. And I think they're gonna lose that one in LA.
That's
They're
Tampa.
gonna lose it. No, Seattle.
Oh, Seattle.
Yeah, they're gonna lose that one. But
Rams
I
have
got.
the Niners on Thursday. I have the Rams beat the Niners for sure.
Oh yeah, I got the Rams beating the Niners.
But I don't
The
know.
Eagles.
NFC. So you
Oh,
have
you gonna.
Tampa at four. I don't know. I just said Tampa's four. Seattle's three. Arizona's nine. Arizona's only, what's Arizona's record now? 6-7. So they're only a game back. This NFC is a fucking, I mean, this is with how many games left to play? 4 games left to play. Look
Yeah.
at this NFC, man. These are all, this division could flip like a fucking pancake in the next 2 weeks. Every single team's 2 games in with each other. Minnesota's 11-2, and they're only fifth, which is crazy. So Minnesota, you could write Minnesota in. That's three. So 4 spots essentially between Seattle. I don't have Tampa as a real deal. So I'm gonna
But they
rule
can
out
still
Tampa.
win the league.
Yeah, true. And they're probably going to win. They're going to win the division, dude.
Did they play Atlanta one more time? Oh no, they don't.
No.
But they play the Chargers, Cowboys, Panthers, and Saints. Then they play the Chargers and then the Cowboys. They could beat the Cowboys, but they play the Chargers in LA.
Oh no, this division, the AFC is essentially written out. I don't think the AFC is going to change much. Except, I mean, you got Miami really making a push.
Yeah. Let me see, cause oh shit,
Six
Denver,
and seven.
man, they're on a 3-game win streak.
Buffalo's already clinched the AFC East.
Damn, and then you got the Colts. The Colts, they just won a game. They 6-7 too. I need them to lose.
Dolphins have to win out, essentially.
Yeah, we can't
We've
lose no
got
more games.
Denver's 8-5, Chargers are 8-5, Baltimore's 8-5, Houston's 8-5, Philly's 10-3. I mean, Pittsburgh's 10-3.
Yeah, every game is must win.
Yeah, you gotta win out.
It's a must win. It's about to hit the playoffs, man. About to be the playoffs.
Now,
About that time.
this is the AFCs right now. This is gonna be the AFC. Bo Nix is really gonna make the playoffs as a rookie. That's crazy.
Yeah. He on his
That's
CJ
crazy.
Stroud.
Yeah, that's crazy.
He rookie of the year?
You know who my rookie of the year is, so don't even ask me that question.
If he gets them to the playoff, they're gonna give it to him.
Yeah, I think so. Let's look at those odds.
They're gonna
You know
give it
who
to
my
him.
rookie of the year is, though?
Drake May.
Absolutely. He's not going to win it because he only played half a season. If Drake May started out from week one like everybody else did, it'd be Drake May by like the fact that it's even a conversation to be had, and he's only started playing since week six, week seven at that. I mean,
I gotta watch him more.
you absolutely have to. He leads the NFL in rushing. He is the best rushing quarterback in the NFL right now, from a number
That's
standpoint.
crazy. What the fuck? Hold on, let me see his stats.
He's over 10 yards a carry. He broke Michael Vick's record for yards per carry as a quarterback. As a rookie,
Let me see.
he's the best rushing quarterback in the NFL by numbers.
11 touchdowns, 8 interceptions.
I mean, his numbers aren't jump out the park worthy. He's going for 220 every game as a rookie. But if you watch him play, just the throws. Look at his completion percentage too.
Oh,
But
yeah, it's a lot.
Jaden Daniels is still the favorite, which is fucking insane to me.
Let me see
By a
this.
lot. Jaden Daniels is the favorite by a lot. You can make a lot of money if you put in one for Bo Nix to win Rookie of the Year.
Then how many rushing yards does he average every game?
Drake May?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's stop the nonsense and just do the Drake May talking. Drake May, what did he say? He's at like 10.04 yards per carry.
Yeah, he's. Yeah, I give it to him. He's nice. I gotta watch him more though.
He's only played 6 weeks, 8 weeks now. He started week six.
So what's your, how long you give New England to like really be a contender? Like how many years you give them?
He's no chance gonna win Rookie of the Year.
Wow.
To contend next year, Drake May. I mean, if Drake May played from week one and we had a comp, and we had an offensive line that just gave him just a glimmer of hope, a glimmer of time to throw the football, the Pats would be, especially in this shitty ass AFC East. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Pats have to win 5 games to be second in the AFC East.
They gotta beat us though.
I mean, yeah, but I'm just saying next year. let the Pats get or whoever they draft, it's going to be a whole different story.
Is
Whole
Mayo
different
the right
story.
coach?
Oh, that's, I think he's going to get a second year, I'll tell you that. After year two, only up to the Lord. I have no clue.
You
But
think he's gonna make it?
he'll definitely get a second year. I don't think Robert Kraft is going to give up on him after a year. I mean, in the NFL, you got to give a guy time to like develop. I mean, it's like your job firing you after a month,
Yeah.
kind of thing. Like you got to give him a little bit of time to get adapted. You know, get their some type of confidence in the system, whatever.
Yeah.
So it was Gerard's first time coaching an NFL team, so he'll get a second year. You know, we're talking about draft. If I'm crazy, I wouldn't hate for the pass to trade back and go draft Abdul Carter at Penn State off the edge,
Oh.
like Micah Parsons 2.0. I'd like the pass to get somebody on the defensive side of the ball. You could even go, what's that cornerback name from Michigan? Will Johnson, I think. Or is that Will? Yeah, Will
Michigan.
Johnson. Will Johnson. Go get Will Johnson. Go get a DB. Trade back and get a DB. I don't think the Patriots record does not reflect. If you changed every one score game and you flip the result, the Pats are 7-6.
Yeah.
If you flipped every one, I mean, obviously that's only being in hypotheticals, but I'm just saying, like, with the rookie quarterback and this horrible offensive line and a first year coach, if you flipped every one win or one score game, the Pats are 7-6. Like, they've lost five games by one score.
Yeah, I watched that when they played Seattle.
But
Cool game.
Seattle, the
That
Jets.
Seattle. Yeah, the Jets. Yeah, hell yeah. Yeah, it could have
I
been the
mean,
Jets.
that's what I'm saying. Like, this team, like, the Bears. Like, oh, no, they beat the Bears. I don't know, man. Like, trade back. We're not afraid. Like, if when you when we're in the as if like if the Patriots are in the company, you know, the Giants, the Jaguars, the Raiders, the Patriots aren't in that level. They're better than those teams. We're not at
Yeah.
a third overall pick team. We're a seventh to eighth overall pick team. That's what I'm saying. I don't even think we'll be three come the end of the season. But if the Pats are three, trade back. Go get somebody defensive on the side. Go get somebody on the defensive side of the ball, and then go get like Janty. Because Ramondre sucks. We got to move on from Ramondre. We got to switch something up.
Y'all get
He's just
Jinxie
too
out.
slow. He's just too slow. He's too slow. But just get Drake Mason weapons, man. But
He
trade
might go
back.
to Ramon.
Like, if you're asking me if I'd rather have Travis Hunter or the Patriots trade back, get Abdul Carter, and then get somebody else in the first round, I'm going with that.
No,
I don't
hell no,
want.
bro. Travis
No,
Hunter
no,
is
no, no,
like, he's a
no.
generational. I'm like, you ain't gonna see that too often.
This could be a Kwame Brown type of situation, I think. I
Hell
just don't. I don't know. I think I don't know, man. I just don't think he's like that. It's just for
no.
me. It's just
Kwame
because
Brown.
if for me, Xavier, it's like if he's not going to play both sides of the football, and he's objectively pretty much going to play wide receiver, like there's the chance of him playing DB is pretty low. You know, if he's only going to play one position, it's going to be wide receiver. And teams are drafting him on the basis he's only going to play wide receiver. Is he the best wide receiver off the board? That's all I'm saying. That's what we have to. I understand we're talking about for Heisman. He's on both sides of the ball, snaps, whoop de whoop de whoop. But he's not being drafted to play both sides of the football. So, with that question, is he the best wide receiver off the board?
So get Abdul Carter.
I'm
I
just
mean, who
saying,
you
we're
looking at
not.
right now?
Like, let's look at this wide, like Trey Harris at Ole Miss. McMillan's the best wide receiver from a wide receiver perspective, I think, in the draft. You got the Ohio State wide receiver, Egbuka, Luther Burden out of Missouri. I just think there's so many better wide receivers. Isaiah Bond out of Texas. I'm not saying he's a better wide receiver than Travis Hunter, but Isaiah Bond is nice. And Texas wide receivers usually pan out. Look at Adonai Mitchell, Xavier Worthy.
Yeah.
But dude, there's this girl on my street. I'm recording this on my patio right now. And there's this girl in her car that's looking up, just filming me from her the street. But she's like, thinks she's slick. Like, her windows are not that tinted. I can see everything she's doing. I don't know. I'm gonna ignore. But Elik Ayumanor, whatever, out of Stanford.
Oh, he's
Nasty.
in that
You know,
year.
Yep.
Yo,
That's what
he's
I'm
gonna
saying. Like,
be.
is Travis Hunter the best wide receiver off the board if we're only
Nah, he's
drafting to play
both.
wide receiver?
He cooked the fuck out of Travis Hunter that last year. Remember that?
Exactly.
He
Exactly.
cooked him,
What did he go
man.
for, like 400, four touchdowns or some crazy shit?
And he's doing that shit at Stanford.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, at Stanford. Like, that's
Luther
not even
Burden.
cool.
This girl is really just sitting down there taking pictures. What are you doing? Should I go down there and say something?
Like, what is she recording for?
Don't know. She's still doing it.
Okay, what the fuck is your problem?
Dude, what is happening? This is so
That's
weird.
crazy.
She's just sitting in her car. She's parked like across the street from my apartment. What the fuck? All right.
Oh,
This is so weird.
they got Travis Hunter going to the Patriots right now.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't want that. I don't want that. He's
You
not the
got
best
Bill
wide
Curry
receiver
going
off the
to
board.
the
He's
Panthers.
not. He's not the best wide receiver off the board. They have Abdul Carter going, what, four, five?
Yeah, it's the Panthers. Four.
Yeah. Really, four is high. I
Yeah.
thought he was going to go like seven or eight. That's high.
And
But
they got Jenkins going on to the Bears.
Luther Burden, McMillan, like, I don't know, dude. McMillan's like 6'5". Travis Hunter's like 5'10", 6 flat. I just don't
Yeah.
think, like, if you're drafting, if he was really like a, you're really going to play both sides of the football type of thing, or he was going to play only DB, then I would entertain him being that high. But if he's being drafted to play wide receiver, I just don't think he's the best wide receiver off the board.
Yeah.
That's my prerogative. Shout out to Bobby Brown. That's my prerogative.
Yeah, this jam got talent.
You know what I'm saying? But we'll do part two. I'm gonna send you part two right now. We'll be back.
But
All right, Porch Talk, December 10th, part two. Where were we? Pats. Let's go back to week 14. Buffalo Rams. Game of the year potentially?
yes,
Was it the game of the
hell
year?
yeah, the high scoring game of the year. Hell
86
yeah.
total points.
Listen,
Josh
I agree
Allen,
with
six touchdowns. Puka goes for
listen.
170.
If the Rams offense is healthy, that's a very dangerous team. Like, I believe their record, that's not their record. Like, if they was healthy, they'll be better than that. Do you think so?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Who's your
This
team in the
Rams
league?
team, in this NFC West as well, this Rams team, absolutely. Absolutely, absolutely, absolutely.
Like, Cooper and Puka. If they both on the field with Stafford, it's just like they could beat
Hey, and
anybody.
Kyron,
Yeah, and they got current. They could beat any.
six
They could
yards a
beat
carry.
anybody. Yes.
That shit wears you down.
They
It
can beat
wears you
anybody.
down. That's what I'm saying. This team is really fucking good. You just
And
dropped
if they got,
45 on Buffalo.
and I know it's a short week, but I got them beating the Niners on Thursday.
I do
I
too. I
got
do
them.
too. I
I
do
got them
too.
beating. But Greenlaw coming back though.
They could have Jesus Christ on the field. I don't think it matters.
It's over.
I don't think it matters. I think this game, we could already write
Oh
this one off. Let's just count it in the win
my.
column already. It's over. What's the spread? Who does Vegas like? It's got to be the Rams. There's no way the Niners are even close to. Purdy's playing. They said Garendo's on the IR, or not on the IR, but he's hurt. What's up with running backs? And like, what the hell are they doing? How do you have three running backs go down with IR injuries in 3 weeks or in 2 weeks? How do you have two go down in the same game?
Yeah.
Holy shit, the Niners are 2.5 point favorites, Xavier, and a favorite on money line. They're just a straight up favorite for Vegas.
The
How the that's
Niners?
gotta it's only 2.5 points though, so that means it's basically just because it's a home game. So they got
Yeah,
it at
'cause they're
even
home.
essentially. Yeah.
They game the Niners
It's essentially even.
the
How are
whole
the
fucking
Rams not the
year, dude.
favorite, dude? The Rams, I mean, this game should be over in the first half, I think.
I
The
don't know
Niners
because they
just beat
play.
the Bears convincingly, though. I'll give you that.
But it's the fucking Bears.
That's what I'm
Like,
saying. Exactly.
but
The
when
Patriots beat the
Greenlaw's on
Bears.
the field, They said he that the team has a different energy when he's on the field, so we don't know what we're gonna see. We don't know. We probably gonna see a classic, but I still got the Rams winning.
Yeah, I don't know. I just don't think. I don't know. I'm just not. I'm
They
not
both
out.
need this game. They both need it.
I think the Rams are just going to run away with this one.
Yes, I got the Rams.
Yeah, I
I
think the
got the
Rams are
Rams
just going to
winning
run away with this one. I think the
34 to
Rams is taking.
24.
Yeah, I like 34-20 even. 34-21. Like I think it's going to be two touchdown game. Two
I don't think the
touchdown
Niners lost.
score.
Crazy.
Yeah, but Chicago Niners, like we were just talking about, Bears fucking suck. Caleb Williams is dookie. Did you hear him in the post game? Like he just listening to him talk. Like I don't even. I mean, that's that USC education, I guess. No offense to USC, but like just hearing it, they're asking him like, Caleb, what do you think about on this play? And like I'm used to usually, you know how you wait when they like you ask LeBron a question, he'll pull up what set they ran, what play they ran, who was on the court, who was sitting courtside. What the weather was and everything, you know, from a preseason game 15 years ago. And he'll tell you everything about it. They asked Caleb Williams plays from the game that he played in 45 minutes before this interview. He's like, huh? He's like, oh, wait, I don't really remember that one. Or what down was that one on? Like, he couldn't even remember. He
Well,
didn't even know what they were talking.
you
Like, you were
was
there, man. They're telling, that's what I'm saying. Like, if you gave me, if you got a post shift interview with Xavier, like, once you got off of work, would you not be able to tell the interviewer what you did at work?
like, yes, bro, like I
Like,
ain't gonna sit there for all
like,
night.
huh? And me
Like,
personally, like, when I play sports, I could tell you every, like, when I make a good play, even if it's a pickup game and, you know, I'm the youngest person by 25 years, I'm the only one with all my original limbs, like, no replacement hips, knees, back, nothing. I'm still gonna remember every play. Like, I don't know, like, that, it just makes no sense to me.
I could literally tell you every play from the fucking Summit basketball games. I
That's
still remember
what I'm saying. Like,
that.
exactly, that's what I'm saying. Like, how do you not know the answers to these questions that you are the one on the field? You're the
He said,
quarterback.
huh?
How do you? He said, huh? He was like, what? He was like, oh yeah, I don't really remember those ones. Or it's third. He was like, it was like third and something, I think. That was my favorite. It was like third and something, I think. Like, what do you mean it
Bears
was
are
third and
just
something,
pissing.
you think? Dude, come on. $25 million signing bonus, and you can't tell me what down it was? What the yardage
Bro, like
was? Come
all
on.
the hype, like this summer, like he has so much fucking hype, bro.
And the team that they
Like,
assembled for him, I'm still gonna harp on that wide receiver room. For a rookie quarterback, you give Drake May that team, holy shit. Chicago would be a playoff team.
I'm not gonna lie, I thought the Bears were gonna really be a good team. I had them win the
They
like
had a
I
nine and a
thought they
half
were
win total.
exactly. I thought they were gonna win these 9 games. Look at their
Yeah, that's what
schedule.
everybody thought. That's what everybody
It didn't
thought.
look that bad. You know what I'm saying? But
That's what
we can't lie.
everybody thought.
We can't lie. Next year they could probably, if they get the right coach, they could be dangerous. Because look at the games they lost. They've all been close.
Yeah,
Well,
it's just
except for
Caleb
that field
Williams
goal.
just gonna hinder it for me.
I
It's
didn't know
just
that.
gonna hinder it. I mean, it's just gonna hinder it. Maybe it's like a Bryce Young thing where it takes 2 years. Shout out to Bryce Young. That Rod Wave call must have changed his life. I don't know what
Oh
Rod
yeah.
said on that phone, but he's been hooping since that Rod Wave call. Whatever Rod had to say. What do you
I
think
don't
it
know what
was?
that is.
Heart's so cold,
I
been
don't
broke
know.
so many times. You think that's what it
Yeah, he
was?
probably fucking
He just
performed for
sang
them.
to him. He just sang to him. Heart's
Hell
so
yeah.
cold, been broke so many times. Yeah. Don't know what to
I
believe.
appreciate that. I appreciate that.
He just started singing. But maybe it's like that. Maybe he needs 2 years. But right now, Caleb Williams is not the answer. He's not the truth. He's not the future. He's not any of it, dude. He's nothing.
Nah,
I
bro, hold
mean,
on.
what's the backup name again? Bajent?
For
Tyson
the Bears?
Bajent? Yeah. Yeah.
The
Yeah.
number 11?
Yeah. Put him in, dude. Fuck it. Put his dad in. They always got his dad sitting in third row. He's like all roided out, screaming at his son. He can't hear a damn word he's saying, but he's screaming to him, dude. They got to put him in the game. He was nice for Chicago last year. He had a little run.
He's not bad. I saw him in preseason.
The Bears had
Yeah, he's not.
five passing yards at halftime.
That's fucking terrible, bro. I saw that shit. I was like, what the fuck is this?
They had five passing
What is
yards
this?
at halftime.
Like, how did that, bro? Like, bro,
Kittle
what
had
is that?
six for 170 in the first half.
What the fuck is that, bro?
Or sorry, what he had? He had six for 140. I mean, he didn't really do shit in the second half.
Yeah,
Come
that's
on, man.
fucking.
Come on. That's bad. That's the Bears. It's the
My
Bears. They just
old
suck, dude. It's a curse. It's a cursed
gym.
team. The Jets.
My old gym teacher was a Bears fan, and he's from New York. I was like, I don't even know why the motherfucker is a Bears fan.
Yeah, I mean, it's just a cursed team, dude. It's a cursed team. They're the Jets. It doesn't matter who's playing what position. It's terrible.
Giants will be cursed too.
Yeah, absolutely. Fuck the Giants. Fuck Eli Manning. But speaking of shitty, Chargers, Kansas City, like we already talked about, the Chiefs get their little cartoon win. I don't
Yeah.
know. I just don't think the Chiefs, it's not this year. Not this year.
Like, how the fuck does that happen, bro? Like, how the fuck does this shit keep happening? I really want to know. Like, I really want to, like, how does this shit keep happening? The motherfucker almost missed it. And just banked right in. He didn't
He
even
did
call
miss it.
bank.
Yeah. They should cancel it for that. Did he call bank? Fuck no. Cancel it. Doesn't count.
Shit is crazy, bro.
Pat had
Bro.
210, a touchdown, 24 of 37.
I ain't gonna lie. If I was on the Chargers, I'm pulling LeBron right after the game. Remember what he did when they lost to the Celtics when he was hella pissed? I'm doing that shit right after the game. Oh, ain't no fucking way, bro. I would have done that shit right. As soon as I saw that ball going there, bro, I would have just dropped to my fucking knees. Like, it's over, bro. Like, what the fuck was that? Like I said before, if the Chiefs get the number one seed, it wouldn't surprise me if they lose the Super Bowl.
They can't. They're not winning the Super Bowl. I promise you. I promise you they are
Now,
not
I
winning
don't
the
think they're
Super
gonna
Bowl.
win it, but it wouldn't surprise me if they were in it, though.
Nah, not even in it. No. I don't even have them being in it. Right now, I
Yo,
have Buffalo beating KC. I have Baltimore beating
I
KC.
don't got Baltimore. Hell no. I don't got Baltimore in the playoffs
Really?
this season. Unless they're at home. Unless they're in Baltimore, yeah. But in Kansas City, nah. I can't see it. I don't see it, bro. I don't see it.
What do you think
It's
about
we
Deontay Johnson, speaking of Baltimore?
got for Baltimore.
Yeah, not getting suspended again for conduct detrimental to the team.
Like he
It's
was
his
like
third team in 2 years. What is it, 3 years?
oh yeah, he was the Panthers, the Steelers. Yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure.
They said they told him to come to the game, and he said no.
Oh, like he didn't show up to the game.
No, like he was there, but he just didn't. He was on the sideline. He just didn't want to go in the game. He's only good. He's had five targets since they traded for him.
Oh, so now he has the right to be pissed.
But they're saying he's like a locker room kind of, not a
Bro, if you're a
benefit
wide
to the
receiver,
locker room type.
why the fuck would you go to the Ravens? Like they run heavy. They run heavy offense.
And they already have Zay. They don't need another Zay. That's why I didn't get that trade. It
Really?
was essentially like Zay Flowers 2.0.
Hell yeah,
Like
like
a worse Zay Flowers kind of.
shouldn't have left the Steelers. They got a team now.
Stay in Carolina. Look, Carolina's got a, I mean, shit. They're like the Pats for me. Like, they're not that bad.
Yeah, the
Bryce Young looks good. They should have beat
Panthers on.
KC.
Yeah, they might beat somebody in like a year or two or 3 years.
Last 3 games, they should have won.
Yeah, they
Carolina's
should
not
be.
that bad.
Yeah, they're
Should have beat
not.
KC.
And
Who they
Philly.
play last week? Yeah, Philly. Who they play last week? I
Yeah.
don't remember who they played last week. But Monday night, I take back what I said about Eli Manning. I like the Manning cast. You watch the Manning cast, or do you watch regular Monday night?
Regular Monday night. I mean, I see clips here and there from their talk
Yeah.
show.
They just always have Belichick on. But
Yeah, I like them on.
Cincinnati, Dallas, Monday night. Joe Burrow
Oh
goes for
man.
370. Jamar goes for 175. Rico Doodle's got 130 on the ground.
Oh,
I just want to. Overshown goes down with a knee injury. Looks like he tore something again. He missed his whole rookie year. He's the best player on the Cowboys this year, I think. That sucks. It's prayers for Overshown, speedy recovery. He's the best player on the Cowboys this year. But
but that just shows how much that how bad the Bengals defense is because you let the Cowboys running back get 130 yards on the ground. Come on.
they almost lost this game. I mean, they punted the ball away, but Dallas gave the ball back.
Yeah, because bro, why the fuck the number was number 27?
Yeah.
Catch the ball.
Yeah. He wanted to make a
Azuge?
play. Yeah, he wanted to
Azuge,
make a play.
yeah. You should have went away from the ball. Because as soon as he touched the ball, the play is alive. As soon as he touched that ball, you're supposed to back away from the
Poison.
ball.
That's poison.
And they said that as
Tears.
soon as they could have gotten to field goal range in that drive easily.
Oh, absolutely. That was a, if they if Dallas, I mean Cooper Rush was playing like shit, but if Dallas had the ball going to, and had a drive, one more drive, that game would have been a, it would have been close. I don't know. I don't know who would have won that. That was like the blind leading the blind. That was a, I mean, those defenses couldn't stop a fucking nosebleed, man. A fucking nosebleed. They couldn't stop a runny nose. I mean, that
That
was
shit is.
horrible, dude. Is Ja'Marr Chase the best wide receiver in football now? I still think it's Justin Jefferson.
No, I got a better question. Because, no, that's the thing with yeah, because I saw somebody say they believe Ja'Marr Chase is better than Justin Jefferson. I don't know.
This season, I mean, preseason, they asked him with that whole contract thing. Remember how they said, like, oh, he wanted a dollar more than
Yeah.
Jefferson? But then he was like, that was nonsense. If I want to beat Justin Jefferson, I'm going to beat him by a whole lot more than a penny. He's doing it this year. He's got 15 touchdowns.
Coming to the season, I thought Jefferson was better, but right now, I'm have to give it to Chase right now.
I mean, I yeah, I'm not going to disagree with you. I still think it's Justin Jefferson, but Ja'Marr Chase is putting up a. For me, it's just you got to flip the coin. Justin Jefferson, his best quarterback is who? Sam Darnold. I mean, you could say Kirk.
And that's the thing too, though, for Justin, because the reason why he's not putting up big ass numbers is because he's not asked to do too. They have a team. They have a
If I
team.
did, I'm just thinking if Justin Jefferson had Joe Burrow in the NFL, he'd be putting up he'd be putting up record-breaking seasons every year, I think.
Yeah.
Jefferson's got he's got Sam right now. They're throwing Addison the ball 9 times a game for some reason. Like Jamar's 15, 16 targets a night. You give Justin Jefferson 16 targets a night? Justin Jefferson
Yeah.
doesn't drop the football. That's 16 catches. He doesn't drop the football. If it hits his hand, he's catching it. So for me, he's still the best wide receiver in football just off the hypothetical world where he had Joe Burrow as his quarterback. Like if you, it just flipped the situations. Put Ja'Marr Chase in Minnesota, put Justin Jefferson in Cincinnati. How different is that?
But I still think Chase will still get his. I
No,
still think he.
absolutely. Absolutely. He's gonna get paid a fucking he's gonna have he's gonna be the highest paid wide receiver of all time, probably.
Yeah, I still he's still gonna like he's still gonna get his numbers. Cause he did a like last year when Burrow was out a few games, he still was putting up a little bit of numbers with what's it the backup quarterback Browning.
No, he was.
I still he could still, you know what I'm saying, but I don't know,
Yeah,
nah. Yeah, they both just their talent is just like they could still whoever throwing the ball was
if you gave Joe, I'm just saying, if you gave Justin Jefferson an MVP level Joe Burrow, you'd see an MVP
oh
level
yeah,
Justin Jefferson.
they might win those one and won that Super Bowl that year. They probably would have won it.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Probably would have won it.
Let's look at
Oh
next
yeah,
week. Who do you
for
have next week?
what?
Week
For the
15.
game.
Just down the line. I'm gonna read them out to you right now. Hold
Okay, bet.
on. Let's see. Yeah, you already said Rams Thursday night. Kansas City, Cleveland in Cleveland.
I got the Chiefs. Chiefs are winning
Yeah.
that.
The Chiefs are a 5-point favorite in
But
Cleveland.
the Browns maybe could pull upset.
That spread kind of insinuates that. That's what I'm feeling with that spread. Why is it only if the Chiefs against the Browns, the Chiefs are theoretically the best team in the NFL, like their record claims. Why are they only 4.5-point favorites against Cleveland? See what I'm saying? It's
I
interesting.
still got the Chiefs winning, but I wouldn't be surprised if the Browns, because you know Jameson, he be every fucking 5, 4 games,
I
he
called it when they
be
did it
putting up.
against Baltimore. It was the same
Yeah, that
situation. It
was a
was
good
Baltimore in Cleveland with the low spread. With the low spread, same
Yeah, that
shit.
was a good
I mean,
one.
I'm a give me Cleveland this week. Give me
You
Cleveland.
go to Cleveland?
Yeah, give me Cleveland. So we both got Rams, Cleveland, you got KC. You have
Yeah.
Cincinnati, Tennessee. Let's see.
Give me the Bengals. Yeah, give me the Bengals.
Yeah.
They beat
Washington
Tennessee.
Saints.
Give me Washington.
Yeah, again, Washington. These tickets are
Give me
cheap as
Washington.
shit. You can get into that Cincinnati, Tennessee game for $15.
For real?
Yeah. You can get into the Saints game for 27.
Damn.
Baltimore Giants in New York. That's going to be Baltimore.
Oh yeah, give me the Ravens.
Yeah.
Probably going fucking sports 70 that game.
Dallas and Carolina.
Give me Carolina.
Carolina's a favorite. 2.5 point favorite.
Damn. Yeah, that was a
Holy
dumb.
shit. That's just because they're at home, so it's essentially a toss-up. Yeah, give me Carolina too. Cooper Rush
Yeah, give me
sucks.
Carolina.
Jets, Jacksonville. That's going to be a horrible game.
Give me the Jets.
Yeah,
Give me
it's
the
Mac
Jets.
Jones. I have to say the Jets because it's Mac Jones.
Oh, you hate Mac Jones?
He just sucks. I mean, I don't hate him. He's probably a good guy, but he's not an NFL
After
quarterback.
2021, I remember they had all those rumors. I mean, not rumors. Fucking journalists and shit saying, "Oh, the Patriots, he's gonna lead them to the Super Bowl and shit."
Yeah, that never happened.
I
Spoiler.
didn't see that shit.
Miami, Houston. Give me Houston.
Give me Miami.
Yeah, it's going to be a huge Nico Collins game. Give me Houston.
Give me.
Indianapolis, Denver. In Denver.
Give me the Colts. I got the Colts.
I'm
Nah,
taking Denver.
fuck it. I
I'm
need
taking
Denver. I
Denver.
need Denver.
Yeah, I'm going
I need
Denver.
Denver. I'm tripping. I'm
In
tripping. I
Denver.
forgot. I'm taking like a fan. I'm a fan right now. I forgot the playoffs. It's coming
Yeah, it's
right.
going to be Denver.
I got Denver.
Buffalo, Detroit. That's going to be the game of the week. That's going to
Oh
be a good
shit.
ass game in
That might be
Detroit.
the game of the year.
Yeah, Josh Allen coming off an MVP performance.
This should
He
be
puts up
Sunday
another
night.
big game. If he puts up another big game, he's going to be a MVP.
Fuck the Seahawks game. That should be Sunday night.
Yeah.
I got the damn. I don't know, man. Shit.
Give me Buffalo. Give me Buffalo. It's in
Give me
Detroit, and
Buffalo.
Detroit's only a 2.5 point favorite, which means it's essentially a toss-up.
Give me Buffalo, but Josh Allen is gonna have to pull up performance like last week to win.
Yeah, no, absolutely, absolutely. He's gonna have to
Like he might,
if he plays mediocre, it's Detroit by a mile.
have to fucking throw five touchdowns or run for five touchdowns.
Yeah, no, absolutely. He's gonna have to break that fucking what he did last week.
Because
But I
Detroit
think
got some
if he
babies,
does, it's
man.
going to be Buffalo. But Detroit's defense just sucks. They're hurt.
Yeah, Cook, I expect him to at least run for 100.
I got Amari
Cook,
Cooper going for 350.
you think Cook a top five running back?
No. James Cook? No.
You don't think so?
No.
You
I'd
put
rather
them
have
numbers.
Jahmyr Gibbs. I'd rather have Jahmyr
Oh,
Gibbs.
Jahmyr Gibbs is like, yeah, you're right.
Yeah. So you have Buffalo or Detroit? Buffalo?
I got Buffalo. Yeah, I got
Okay.
Buffalo.
Pittsburgh, Philadelphia.
Oh, damn. Give me the Steelers. I got the Steelers this week.
It's in Philly.
Yeah, I know. But
I
it's the
think I'm gonna
Battle of
go with
Pennsylvania.
Pittsburgh too. Yeah.
Yeah, the Battle of Pennsylvania. I think Russ, you know what I'm saying? People gotta stop playing with Russ. He's been in these situations. Do we forget he's been playing since 2012?
Yeah,
He's
it's gonna. I
been
got Philly. I mean, Pittsburgh. Yeah.
and their defense, though, Steelers defense is like, I think they have the best defense.
They're
Their
playing. They
defense
always have the
alone.
best defense.
Exactly. Like, I got the Steelers this week, dog. I got the Steelers.
I think
And
this
another
is the
thing,
beginning of the downfall for the Eagles.
yeah, and they got that. Unless they talk or some shit or fight it out,
Yeah,
you
you think they
know
just have to get in
what I'm
the
saying?
bathroom? Just
Yeah,
30
something. They
seconds.
got, yeah, 5 second fade or some shit.
Yeah.
Get some little hit, you know what I'm saying? And then hug it out after and go win the game. But I got the Steelers
Who would
doing
you
this.
have? Who do you
It's
have
too
in a
late
30-second stall fight?
now. I got AJ Brown. You see how big
Yeah,
that motherfucker
AJ Brown
is?
in the stall fight.
He's like a human. He
Pats,
built like
Arizona.
Jesus.
Yeah. That's probably why Jalen Hurts is, that's why he's talking like that, because he knows Jalen Hurts isn't going to do anything. Pats in Arizona. Give me the Pats.
I actually got the Patriots.
I'm like,
The Cardinals.
this is gonna be the Drake May game. It's on the it's on national TV. Oh, wait,
Why
will
is
it
it
be?
every? Why does every player have his breakout game against Arizona?
That's what I'm saying. It's
Like,
gonna be this week. It's gonna be Drake May. He's going for 300 yards, two passing touchdowns, one on the ground. No, fuck that. Three passing touchdowns, one on the like. It's gonna be this week.
it's gonna be, let's see. We go. I got the Patriots. I got
Kayshon
the Patriots.
Boutte over 100 yards and a touchdown. It's gonna be this week.
He came from the Texas, right?
Kayshon?
Oh,
No,
that's
no, no, no.
QT. That's QT.
He is
That's
a
definitely QT.
LSU. There's five games at 125. That's kind of strange. One, two, three, four, five. Yeah.
Oh,
You
yeah,
got
damn.
Indianapolis, Denver, Buffalo, Detroit, Pittsburgh, Philly,
Damn.
Pat, Arizona, and Tampa Chargers all at 130. That's
Bro, I
weird.
will
But who do
flip
you have
that.
Tampa Chargers?
Tampa and Chargers. Give me the Chargers. I got the Chargers. They gone.
Yeah.
They probably upset from last week.
Is it too late to do that though, to switch Buffalo Detroit Sunday night? How does that work? Who makes those
I don't
calls?
know, man. I don't know, cause I think the cause those are teams and shit. Like, they don't they have to pay for like those type of games?
I have no idea
Like,
how it
you know, they
works.
do prime time games and shit.
Maybe. I have no clue how it works, to be honest, but
I will flip that shit like immediately.
yeah.
I don't know my question.
I mean, it's in a dome.
Nobody will watch that. Nobody probably, well, nobody
It's
worry
in a
about this.
dome.
Yeah, that's everybody in America is watching that Lions game. I'm watching that shit. I'm watching
What's
that. I'm
four?
because
I mean,
I
what's
don't want to miss
4:30
it.
to 7:30?
Yeah, I don't want to miss nothing. I feel like that's gonna be a game that you have to see it live.
Yeah, it's gonna be the game of the year. That's gonna. I think I agree with you. That's gonna be it. After,
Oh
like
yeah,
last week was a warm up for Buffalo. That was the
hell yeah.
appetizer for Buffalo. They scored 42 points and lost. Josh
I
Allen
gotta leave
scored
first
six
game.
touchdowns and lost. It's going to be Buffalo this week. Who do
Yeah.
you have? Green Bay, Seattle.
Give me Green Bay, because Seattle they won last week, but that was against the Cardinals. Seattle's Geno
And
Smith
Geno
won't
hasn't
be
been
very
doing
good.
it.
Yeah, their offensive line is terrible.
Yeah. Their center can't snap the fucking ball for some reason. The amount of nonsense and tomfoolery because of their center and like just off the snap this year for Seattle has been ridiculous. The amount of times I've
How
been
do you
watching
get snap
Seattle
the ball?
Seahawks and they can't get the ball to Geno, but it's not even always the center's fault. It's both of them. Speaking of fucking stall fights, the center and D and Geno need to go get in a stall and go 30 seconds
Yes.
because those two are on the different pages. It's like one time it's the center's fault, goes 30 yards over Geno's head. The next one hits Geno in the numbers and he drops it. And then all of a sudden it's 3rd and 36 for Seattle. It's like, what the fuck are we doing?
DK
Kenneth
might
Walker
need
still bald.
to fucking do
It's
that shit.
a mess.
DK might need to stare straight at us or shit. The
Did you know
center.
that Kenneth Walker was bald?
He's bald?
Yeah, bro, look up Kenneth Walker.
What the
I'm
fuck is,
telling you.
yo, what's up with these
I'm telling you,
motherfuckers
I'm
going
telling you.
bald now?
I'm telling
Was
you.
it
I
going
was
back to
watching
the
the game
90s?
last week and they put the camera on him and I was like, who is wearing Kenneth Walker's jersey?
I can't
And it
trust the nigga that's
is.
going bald.
Look up Kenneth Walker.
I can't trust a motherfucker going
I
bald.
don't,
This
there's nothing wrong with him. When I'm,
crazy.
let me look this up. There's nothing wrong with him.
Anybody that's going bald, they're already dangerous as fuck. If
He's just objectively bald. Like he chose to be bald, I hope.
you choose to be bald, you're dangerous.
Look at it. He's bald, dude. He's bald, bald. I did not know. I
Bro,
didn't have no clue. He was in there with no helmet
bro,
on. I didn't know who that was.
that
I was like, who is wearing Kenneth Walker's jersey? What is he doing? That's who's wearing. You know, it's like you see on Twitter, it's like, this is who is playing for me when I put him in my parlay.
yeah,
That's what it felt like for me.
bro,
I was like,
bro.
I bet on Kenneth Walker. Who the fuck is that? But
Going bald.
Chicago, Minnesota, in Minnesota, who do
Give me Minnesota by 100.
you have? Yeah.
The Bears probably not even gonna get a yard in the first half.
Minnesota's defense isn't terrible.
Yeah, they got pace. You know what I'm saying? I fuck with him. I been knew he was gonna be a great player. Yeah, they got pace. You know what I'm saying? Got a good team. Vikings
And
always
he's
had a good defense.
Caleb Williams makes those throws. I'm not doubting his athleticism or like ability to be quarterback, but he's just got to learn to accept like in an NFL pocket. Like he used to be in a USC where he could make something out of nothing every play, and that you can get away with that in the Pac-12. Like that was tolerable in the Pac-12 because you're playing, damn Washington State. Like nobody on that front seven is getting to you. Like Caleb can do those little, break the play out for 15 seconds, whoop de whoop. It's just simply not happening in the NFL. And he's made a career of doing that, of extending the play, but like unrealistically extending the play. And until he realizes he's going to have to start accepting these 1 to 2 second pockets and not trying to like, because that's the thing is he gets these 1 to, Chicago's O-line sucks. I'm not going to put it all on Caleb, but it's like Drake May. The Pats offensive line is the worst offensive line in football. And Drake May is still playing football. Because he's accepting these 1 to 2 second windows. Caleb's got to start doing that. He's got to just take, it's the NFL, you got to take what you're given sometimes. He can't expect a 4 second pocket. And then when it's only, 2 seconds, that girl's still down there taking pictures of me.
Oh, fuck.
I'm just saying, dude, this is so strange. I'm about to just go outside. But what was I talking about? Yeah, when Caleb Williams, when it's a 2 second pocket, you can't throw that away and then try to make it into six. Because when you try to make it into a 6 second pocket or a 6 second play, whatever, you're going down in the NFL. He's not, because he's just not, that's the other thing, he's just not big enough. Josh Allen, you can get away with it because he's 6'5, whatever the fuck. Drake May, same shit. He's like 6'5, 260 or whatever.
What the fuck,
Caleb,
Drake May is too far?
yeah, he's the same exact build as Josh Allen. He's Josh Allen's build. But that's what I'm saying. You can't do that
That
with Caleb Williams' build. No chance. And then he
doesn't
doesn't
even
even know
like.
what the fuck he's doing. He doesn't even remember the plays. That's why I know it's over for me for Chicago.
Cam Newton started that shit. That 6'5 quarterback shit. Them tall ass quarterbacks running and shit.
Drake May is from Carolina. His favorite player growing up was Cam Newton. He went to
That's crazy.
UNC. Speaking of UNC, it looks like Bill Belichick may get the job at UNC.
For
You
real?
see, yeah, you see, he was on Pat McAfee this morning saying, or yesterday, saying that he's going to make it'll be a professional program at the college level. But then apparently he gave them, I read today a couple reports, he gave them a 400-page, like what he called Bible on how he's going to, spend the budget. He needs this, that, and the third, basically just 400-page, like manifesto. And apparently it's going to, I was also reading that the UNC, funders, like the donors, aren't on board for it because Bill Belichick's gonna need like they're gonna have to basically do like a all-time budget for UNC football, which UNC is just not trying to pay that much money for football, I don't think. So I don't know if he's gonna get it, but
Why the fuck
he
not?
wants it. He wants it.
But hold on, why the fuck would they not do that? That you know my
They
shit.
just may
Like
not have
that's
the
my
money.
money. They don't have the money?
They just may not have the money. Yeah, that's what it's coming down to.
How do they don't have
I
money?
agree with
It's
you.
okay.
Michael Jordan. I mean, it's not
Exactly.
exactly like they're short of talent, but that's what they're saying. It's
Exactly.
just they're a basketball school. Is Armando Bacot, are they still paying him? He's probably, what is he, 11th year senior now? Is he still on the team?
On USC?
Yeah, I mean, he's been on the team for 15 years. They're probably still paying him. So they don't, I don't
Bro,
know.
he's bullshit whatever he wants. Bro, no, actually, if he goes to college, he should go to
It would be a
say Florida
pipeline to the NFL. Nah,
State. Okay, Florida State.
he wants to go somewhere on the East Coast. He doesn't want to go damn Florida State.
I think he should go to
Too
foot,
much
bro. But if he goes to NFL,
tomfoolery.
bro, go to Jacksonville. NFL.
Nah, he doesn't want to go to Jack. Yeah, in the NFL, he would go to Florida. But if he's coaching college ball, he doesn't want to coach Florida State.
I'm
He
trying to
wants
keep
to go.
running team.
It's just UNC doesn't have, they're saying they may not have the funding to do what Bill Belichick wants to do. He wants to bring on another thing that he was saying, he wants to buy out another GM, like college GM. He wants to buy him out and like have him come to UNC. So they'd have to buy out a GM from another school. He wants to bring on like, a bunch of new coaches, just a whole bunch of shit. Which it would definitely work because it's Bill Belichick and it would just be a pipeline to the NFL. Like if you go to Bill Belichick's UNC, you have a pretty damn good chance of making it to the NFL. But
And doing
UNC just
successful.
may not have the budget.
And being
We'll
successful
see.
in there. He's gonna.
His 19-year-old girlfriend follows UNC now on like three different UNC accounts on Instagram. So if that's worth anything, Xavier, and my investigative
Oh.
journalism, An investigative reporting that Bill Belichick's 19-year-old girlfriend follows
She's
USC football
19.
now. No, I don't think so. She's like 25, I think. But I mean, he's
He's
like
what, like
75.
76?
Yeah.
God damn.
Good for Bill. Good for Bill. You ever seen that video of him like stumbling out of her house on somebody's Ring camera?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't nobody
Good for
kids
Bill. Good for Bill. Bill's doing his
that's
thing.
Bill
But
Belichick.
could you imagine giving somebody a 400-page shit? Like, that's crazy. Apparently, he's given it to every other interview he's done, but I guess the UNC one is a lot more in-depth and
Where if he goes
comprehensive.
to Texas, bro?
Huh?
Where if he goes to a college in Texas, like A&M?
I could see him doing that.
They got money.
It's just Florida State's just not a serious program. That would just ruin the Bill Belichick image if he went and wasted his time with Florida State.
Yeah, Florida State gonna be in a hole for a while.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That team is cursed. They're horrible.
Yeah. My cousin go there, she's pissed.
I don't blame her. You got a what's his name? DJ Yugavaveli
He's garbage.
Lavelli. Yeah, he is horrible. He's already out. He's I don't
He
even think he's on the
was
team no more.
a sign of a quarterback.
But you have any closing remarks for the jury?
Go Dolphins, AJ Brown. My God, you need to check on yourself. You don't say check yourself. The playoffs is about to begin. It's no time for you to be bitching right now, man. The playoffs is about to hit. Y'all need to get back to the Super Bowl. Y'all haven't been looking good since since the Super Bowl game. You need to get your head out your ass and get ready for the next game. Go Dolphins. We're making the playoffs.
Oh, wait, what do you think about Juan Soto signing with the Mets?
You know what? That's so confusing, man. Like, just my nigga, just say you didn't want to be a Yankee. Just say it.
He
Just
only
say it.
took $5 million more than the
Exactly.
Yankees
Just say
offer.
you didn't want to play there. It's obvious
That's
you didn't want
crazy
to
to
be a
me.
Yankee. Like, but I understand because the
Or
Mets,
go to the
they're not.
Red Sox. Why did he not go to the Sox? I don't understand it.
Oh, fuck that.
They
Nah,
love
fuck that.
Dominicans.
And Boston?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, they're gonna treat him. They would have treated him right. They would have
Oh,
treated
David
him right.
Ortiz could run for fucking governor if he wanted to.
Bruh, but
Manny
bruh,
Ramirez. Manny Ramirez is a fucking icon in Boston, dude.
just
Pedro
think.
Martinez. Like, it would have been, it made no sense. He was meeting with the Sox all this time. They gave
But
him
I ain't
less
gonna lie.
money. But with, at home, just real quick, after taxes, he would have made more money with the Sox. So it looked
Oh
like he
yeah.
just wanted to go to the Mets from the start. That's what it looks like. Like he was just hell bent on going to the Mets, which I don't understand why.
But you
Like
know
you
what's
took
crazy?
$5 million less to bat after Mark Vientos?
Yeah, I was confused. Like, and but I think like because like they gave the Dodgers a run for their money when they played. You know what
No,
I'm
they didn't.
saying? So you but they played good. They played good. They got a game out here in LA, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So
And the
you
Dodgers were
don't
just too
know.
hurt too. That's the thing. I don't know. If the Dodgers
Like
were
the back.
healthy, that would have been a sweep.
Yeah, I don't understand, but he got paid, man. That contract, fuck, I should have tried to play baseball or some shit, man. That's just crazy.
Yeah. Who just tweeted
Soccer
some shit like
baseball
that? I just saw a running
is
back. I saw a running who the I don't remember who it was, but he tweeted something like it was like Arian Foster. When he tweeted something, he was like, I started to learn to hit the ball instead of trying to learn how to hit the A gap.
hey, hell yeah. Like baseball and soccer, they be paying athletes hell of money.
765, dude. That's insane. But for
Like he is
15 years.
his family set all that.
Oh, hell
But he
yeah.
got
I
to pay
mean,
till he's
the
40,
Dominican Republic is set.
all right? But he got to pay till he's 40, all right?
Yeah. He's gonna be a
Fuck
damn
that.
Met till he, yeah. I don't know if I'd want to be a Met for. It's just like, if you're signing a long-term deal, you got Yankees, Red Sox, or the Mets, and you pick the Mets. But fuck the money. Like, don't even look at money. Don't look at nothing else. Just look at the teams objectively. You could play at Fenway Park, Yankee Stadium, or Citi Field.
The Dodgers repeating?
Hell yeah! I'm just glad they didn't get it. I knew they weren't gonna get him, but.
Why you didn't want him to go to the Dodgers? That'd have
No,
been
it
like
would
the
have been
goal
it
for
would have
sure.
no, it would have been too it's like it would have been too much. It's like a Harden, Kyrie, Durant type of thing. Granted, it's baseball, so it's a completely different thing, but that would have been too much shit going on. And for me, Xavier, the thing that turned me off of Juan Soto was the second the Dodgers lost, the fucking he was fielding what team he was going to be on and t answering trade rumor. They were talking about trade rumor and like where he was going to sign in the offseason 10 minutes after he just lost the World Series at home. I don't want that
Yes.
player on my team. That's not a $750 million player. You can't talk about what team you're going to be on next 10 minutes after losing a World Series at home.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
Come on. Come on. That once I saw that, I was no thank you. I don't want anything to do with Juan Soto. $750 million. Because that shows he didn't
Oh,
give a damn about winning the
like,
World
so you
Series. He
didn't
was
want to
checked
do that.
out. Yeah, that's all it was. I think he was checked out. Just crazy.
Like,
Do you think it just came down to Aaron Judge in the postseason?
yeah, he probably was look because
We
yeah,
got a
Aaron
minute
Judge is on
left.
the card and shit. Like he
Like
probably was thinking
he's
about
almost
that.
unplayable come October. You think Juan Soto was just like, I don't want to deal with this shit again?
But like, bro, like give him another shot. Like y'all made Judges went to the fucking World Series.
Yeah.
Like, you just went to the fucking World Series. Like, we don't know if he can go to the World Series next year with the Mets, the fucking Mets.
I don't think
Like.
so. They're not going to go to anything. I don't
Wait,
think
hold
they're.
on. Didn't the Mets have to make a push to get into the playoffs?
Yes, and they had the second highest paid team. Now they have the first highest paid team.
Bro,
But
yeah,
they were the
he's.
second highest paid. That's what everybody said about the Dodgers last year. Like, oh, they paid so much money. They were the third paid high. They were the third highest paid team last year. Mets and Yankees were higher. Why the hell would you want to go to the Mets? It makes no sense to me. But we're about to get cut off. So say your closing remarks to the jury.
Yeah. Juan
Yeah.
Soto, just man up and tell the world why you didn't want to be a Yankee. And if y'all ask, I hope you stay. You're gonna have to stay there. If you made the bed, you lay in it. If y'all ask for the next 2 5 years or some shit,
Oh, they will
that's
be.
on you. You left. You fucking left Yankee Stadium.